Number three in your hidden root system of walking with God is involving yourself in meeting the needs of others. You know, as Christian leaders and as servants, you know, we are ultimately just God's people. And we're not to just do things for show. We're not to do things just to try to impress people. We're to be people that just day in and day out seek to show the love of Christ to those around us. It might be the poorest of the poor. It might be a brother or sister in Christ. It might be a family member. It might be somebody you work with. But you and I are to be people that we're about serving. I remember hearing one Christian leader, and he told the story that he talked to a man that all of us, if I said his name, would know his name. He's a very respected world leader. But this world leader always said to anyone that was in his presence, "How can I serve you?" You see, his heart was to serve others. You and I, as Christian leaders, our heart needs to be to always have a heart not to be served, but ultimately to serve others. And that comes out of a spirit of servant leadership. It comes out of that desire to realize God has blessed me, and Lord, make me a blessing. So whoever we're with, that we have that spirit. And that's part of that hidden root system, that we literally learn to say, "God, make me a servant to others, who's ever in front of me, whoever I'm talking with today, allow me to be a blessing and encouragement to them." But this is all part of that journey of ultimately seeing God bring provisions into your life and ministry.